Now, the rules, and this is one of those times we're lucky in Texas because it's the same rules under federal or state. The ones that really apply here, of course, are Rule 104, preliminary questions. 702 is the biggie. That's testimony by experts. 703, bases of opinion testimony by experts. 704, opinion on an ultimate issue, the fact they can do that. 705, disclosure of facts or data underlying an expert opinion. If asked, they have to provide it. If they're required to give a report, they have to provide it. If there's discovery taken, they have to provide it. But typically, unless the court requires that they submit a report, you're going to have to ask for it. And then remember, and we'll talk about this in a minute, the final two rules that apply in getting expert testimony are Rule 401, it has to be relevant, and 403, it can't be prejudicial. Now, there are four requirements under the federal and state rules for getting expert witnesses' testimony before a jury. First, you have to have a qualified expert. Two, the opinions must be reliable. Three, the testimony must be relevant. And four, the probative value must outweigh the prejudicial effect. Now, everyone always kind of poo-poos those last two, but quite frankly, as I'm going to point out, they're becoming more and more significant. Perhaps they're probably the most frequently cited grounds for excluding experts. Now, as far as what constitutes a qualified expert, the law has changed very little in 40 years. It requires someone with specialized knowledge, skill, experience, training, or education, which will assist the judge or jury to understand the evidence or determine a fact and issue. Like I said, there's been very little change in the last 40 years, but more significantly, there's been no change since the movie My Cousin Vinny came out.